by the time March 5th comes around, Mark Schroeder, it will be the worst kept secret in Buffalo. But that's the day you formally launch your campaign for mayor.
Yeah, that is the date that we have set tentatively, March 5th, Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm very excited about that opportunity. And it'll be here before you know it.
Now, there will be some mayoral forums. There's one that Betty Jean Grant is planning for Wednesday in Buffalo. So even though March 5th is the official launch date, you have some opportunities to get your message out sooner.
Yeah, and I will continue that. So over the last 5 years, I am the only citywide elected official outside of the mayor. And so I have taken full advantage of that by going to every single neighborhood in the city of Buffalo, and I'm better for it, and I will continue to do it. And wherever invited, I will go to talk about the vision, what we have earmarked for Buffalo working together. When I came in the studio today, I saw a great, big, beautiful sign that said collaboration. And so that is very important going forward, because I've asked Leadership Buffalo to do an inventory of every single 501c corporation in the city of Buffalo, non-for-profit organizations. And I fully expect them to give that list to me so that all of these organizations can be invited to the table, so that going forward, we together can take Buffalo's neighborhoods to the next level.
Now, you'll be giving Mayor Brown a challenge in the primary, and surely there'll be some other candidates who we expect will throw their hats in the ring. The mayor, of course, over his term, we've seen a lot of economic redevelopment, canal side, some select neighborhoods. How do you convince the voters that now is a good time to change horses?
Well, I think what's happening is Buffalonians are very grateful for waterfront development, for downtown development, but yet they are muttering, what about us in our neighborhoods? And that really is the emphasis, and that is something that I have been known to be able to work with others. A long, long time ago, I started the South Buffalo Education Center. We've helped over 500 young people get a second chance, get their GEDs. We started a Chamber of Commerce to help the entrepreneurs on the business districts. Every single business district in the city of Buffalo has been sound to sleep over the last 50 years because of the advent of the malls. There are some exceptions, Hurdle and Elmwood, but there needs to be a comprehensive plan, and so I think that is really what the citizens of Buffalo are looking for.
Governor Cuomo, in his Buffalo Billion Squared, has suggested that the East Side is the next neighborhood that really needs some attention. The East Side, the Maston District, those are neighborhoods where Mayor Brown's popularity is very strong. Tell me about your own outreach into those neighborhoods and your relationship with those neighbors.
Yeah, so over the last 5 years, I've taken the opportunity to visit and to go everywhere, every neighborhood. And so I have visited the East Side, the West Side, the North Side, and the South Side. Over the last 3 years or so, I have not had to introduce myself one time, is because people recognize me and they know that I am elected and that I have a responsibility to understand and to know these neighborhoods. And so I will tell you, I am very concerned that many of the neighborhoods, they need help. They need to have a comprehensive plan. There is not a comprehensive plan for the city of Buffalo. And then once you have one, you then begin to customize it for the neighborhoods that you have an interest in taking to the next level. And I think really that's what has to happen. And that is the reason why I will be going to some of these forums, because it's important to listen to what the businessmen and women have to say and what their concerns are within the individual neighborhoods.
Now, on your watch, Buffalo's bond rating has enjoyed some new heights. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so just recently, we were upgraded by Fitch to a AA-. It is the highest rating the city of Buffalo has ever received. And when there was an editorial that was done, it gave credit to the comptroller's office. It gave credit to the mayor. It gave credit to the governor, and it gave credit also to the control board. This is a good thing. This proves that we can all work together because it's important to take Buffalo to the next level. But the thing that concerns me the most is that recently Travel and Leisure magazine voted Buffalo the number one city in America, and everybody is coming to Buffalo. Well, guess what that's code for? That's code for rich people are coming to Buffalo, and when they get here, they're going to Canalside Park. They're not going to Maston Park. They're going to 716, or they're going to the Chop House. They're not going to Maddie's on Fillmore, or Miss Goody's on Bailey, or the Phoenix in Riverside, or the Blackthorn in Seneca Street on South Buffalo. And so the report that people ought to be concerned about is the report that comes out and says that Buffalo is the poorest city in America, either in first place or second place. That is a fundamental problem that needs to be resolved. And the only way you do it is you work with all of the stakeholders in the city of Buffalo. And that, I believe, needs to be done. And so, you know, I was in the private sector for 25 years. I am not a career politician. I have experience in county government, 3 years. I have experience in state government, 7 years. I was a head of the federal prosecutor by 15 years when I voted against Speaker Sheldon Silver twice. And so now that I've had experience as the Buffalo City Comptroller, I think this type of experience is something necessary to take Buffalo to the next level and to work with all stakeholders to get us there.
Something else that as your watch, as a comptroller, that you have is called Open Book Buffalo, which provides a lot of disclosure for how the city's tax dollars are being spent. If you could share more details about
that. Sure, thank you. This is a transparency portal that we unveiled about 14 months ago. And so, quite frankly, there are many media folks and people who are very interested in this who have come to our office, and we've offered a little tutorial on how to use it. But it's very simple, and you can go on our website, and you can go on, and it's a transparency portal that will show you the expenditure side, the revenue side, who are, you know, the largest vendors who are doing business with the city of Buffalo. One of the reasons why we initiated this is that when I was a member of the New York State Assembly, the only real way to get information is through a FOIL, Freedom of Information Act. And I realized at the time that that really doesn't work, and that the only way to do this thing is to have it so that people can get the information instantly. And so we've supplied this to the citizens of Buffalo, and the number of hits that we get on this website is pretty amazing, and it's something that I think the people really enjoy and that they deserve. It's their taxpayer dollars.
Of course, you'll be challenging the incumbent. You guys will need to work closely on many occasions in City Hall. How do you describe your relationship with Mayor Brown now?
Yeah. So first of all, nobody has officially announced for mayor. And, you know, what we're talking about right now is coming up on March 5th. We are scheduling an announcement. The mayor hasn't announced that he's running or that he's not running. However, the relationship that I have with the mayor is a relationship that goes back a long, long time when he began as a Maston District Councilman. As a state senator, we served a year in the legislature together. I supported the mayor the first three times he ran for mayor. And so we have a business relationship. I like the mayor. I like his family. I know his family. But I believe that the time has come where Buffalo needs a change. And I also think that the original beautiful charter of 1927 was ruined, and we need to get back to that. And there were term limits in the original charter. And now there aren't term limits for a mayor or for council members. And I know from reading the Siena poll the last couple of days, citizens in New York State are very interested in term limits and some other things as well. And I think this is the time to have a conversation with the people of Buffalo to see what's important to them.
Mark Schroeder is currently the City of Buffalo's controller and is expecting to make a big announcement on March 5th. Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.